Ridiculous up here.
It's quite a saga.
No, you're fine.
No one can possibly look any more ridiculous than me. It's fine. Okay, on to old business. Our first item is an ordinance to amend the Chapter 99, Sections 99-5, 6, 7, 23, 24, 26, and 30. And Chapter 115, Sections 4, 25, 193, 220, and 221, regarding certain drainage features, wetlands, and water resources, and the buffers thereto.
And Mr. Chairman, the Commission may remember this from the public hearing that was held at the Commission's meeting on November 4th. Following that public hearing, the record was left open until the next meeting, which was November 18th, for additional comments. And then at the meeting of November 18th, the record was closed upon announcing receipt of those additional comments. And we put it on for all business following that. So.
Okay. And just so there was a motion that was prepared based on the input that was received, and that was circulated. You know, what I'll do is just sort of outline that. I can read it if you want, you know, so somebody can make it. But just, I'm going to highlight real quick, you know, some of the things it does before we get into the details of it. Because when you start getting into the details and we start talking about line numbers, it's easy to sort of lose track of what it says. But it reflects the fact that this really goes back to the 2018 comprehensive plan that had, you know, several goals, objectives, and strategies calling for code improvements. And those are all referenced in the whereas clauses. It also follows the efforts of the working group. It more clearly than ever details what is permitted and what is not permitted within the buffer areas. It does provide flexibility instead of a one-size-fits-all sort of approach. During the public hearings, there was a lot of information that was brought in, including a strong desire to eliminate selective cutting from the ordinance, and that's referenced in here. It does strike a balance between the protection of land values and the protection of resources as defined in the ordinance. And it does reference several improvements. One of the things that we heard in comments was with regard to ephemeral streams and intermittent streams, that we needed to make it more clear that that excludes laterals draining agricultural fields, for example. One of the things we did with regard to non-tidal wetlands, we added that they are ultimately downstream from navigable waters to clarify that it doesn't include isolated wetlands. There was throughout, I'm not going to go through each one, but there were several individual words or phrases that we revised just for clarity based on other sections of the code or terms of art or technical terms. There was discussion about walking trails in the definition, or I guess in the table, but then also with regard to what they were and what would be used in them. And as the Commission knows, we've actually set aside the buffer issue. We've been dealing with walking trails somewhat frequently, you know, either after the fact or at the final site plan stage. So now in the preliminary and particularly the final site plan, we've added a requirement that walking trails be shown, including the materials used to establish the trails, just so we'll know what that is, because, you know, that's been a larger issue than even this. We delete all that selective cutting language so that can't occur. And then, as you'll see in the motion, there are quite a bit of rewrites, I would say, for clarity and then to avoid unintended what I would call manipulation of the incentives. So those are rewritten for clarity, just so that everybody knows what can and should happen when those incentives may be used. So with that, unless there's any questions, I can go ahead and roll with the motion. So, okay.
All right. If you want to read it in the record for
us. Sure, and then bear with me, this will take a little bit of time because it gets a little bit technical. This is just for everybody's benefit. The reason it gets technical is because this is a recommendation to County Council. And so the ordinance that was introduced is what everybody's working from. And that ordinance had individual line numbers on it and sections. So when we get to the proposed changes, we've got to go through line number and section so that County Council has some direction from the Planning and Zoning Commission on what the Commission's decision was and how to consider that. And that'll also help the public, because then they'll know, okay, these are what the proposed changes were. So the motion is to move to recommend approval of the buffer ordinance, and that's in quotes. Again, it's the same ordinance that was referenced on the agenda, that amends various sections of Chapter 115 and 99 based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons, but also with several recommended revisions. One, the current language in our code regarding wetland buffers needs to be updated. It has ambiguities, and it has not been applied uniformly over the years. It also contains regulations for agricultural drainage ditches, which the county needs to remove. Two, the 2018 Comprehensive Plan contains many goals, objectives, and strategies calling for code improvements to protect waterways and wetlands, which are recognized as valuable open space of ecological importance. Those are spelled out in detail in several of the whereas clauses of the ordinance. This ordinance follows the direction of our comprehensive plan and all of the thoughtful work that went into drafting and adopting that plan. Three, the ordinance follows the efforts of a diverse and dedicated working group that was convened over many months to establish the framework for amending Chapters 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County regarding resource protection, buffers, and the maintenance of waterways and drainage areas. This ordinance is a result of that effort, along with input from county staff. Four, the ordinance clearly details what is permitted and what is not permitted within the buffer areas. Five, the ordinance provides flexibility instead of a more arbitrary one-line-fits-all requirement. The flexibility includes buffer width averaging within a development. It also includes several incentives with the intent to preserve and protect existing resources, such as forested areas or both sides of a waterway, when that is most beneficial. Six, there was a lot of very valuable public input through the hearing process. A majority of the information given to the commission was in favor of this ordinance, but with constructive suggestions for improving it. For instance, there appears to be a strong desire to eliminate selective cutting from the buffer areas, since that could be detrimental to several of the goals of having the buffer areas in the first place. Seven, this ordinance also strikes a proper balance between the protection of land values and the protection of the resources defined in the ordinance. For instance, the ordinance protects these resources in a way that should result in better residential development plans without affecting the density of the residential development. Eight, the ordinance will promote and protect the health, safety, convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. And nine, this ordinance can be improved with several changes based upon information provided in the public record and by staff, lifted by section and line numbers as follows. So A is section 1, line 76, and section 8, lines 380, regarding the definition of ephemeral streams. After, quote, a feature, close quote, add, quote, excluding laterals draining agricultural fields, comma, quote. This will confirm that ephemeral streams do not include ag ditches within farmland. B, section 1, line 87, and section 8, line 391, regarding the definition of, quote, intermittent streams, close quote. After, quote, a well-defined channel, close quote, add, quote, excluding laterals draining agricultural fields, comma, quote. This will confirm again that intermittent streams do not include ag ditches within farmland. C, section 1, line 118, and section 8, line 403, regarding the definition of non-tidal wetlands, after, quote, adjacent wetlands, close quote, add, quote, and ultimately downstream navigable waters, close quote. This will clarify that non-tidal wetlands do not include isolated wetlands. D, section 1, line 184, and section 8, line 469, delete the, quote, the term tidal datum, close quote, at the end of the definition of tidal waters mean high water line. E, section 4, line 279, revise this line so that now states, quote, to in parentheses, close parentheses, all existing parentheses, i.e. the time of application, close parentheses, natural forest, comma, managed forest, and non-forest meadow within the future resource buffer shall be identified, close quote. F, section 4, after section 99-23T, parentheses 7, after line 292, add a new subsection 8 as follows, quote, and then parentheses 8, close parentheses, any walking trails, comma, including the method of construction and the materials used to establish the trails, period, close quote. G, section 6, line 319, revise this line so that it now states, quote, B in parentheses, all existing, parentheses, i.e. at the time of application, close parentheses, natural forest, managed forest, and non-forest meadow within the future resource buffer shall be identified, close quote. In H, section 6, after section 99-26A, 21 in parentheses, after line 334, add a new section 22 as follows, quote, 22 in parentheses, any walking trails come, including the method of constructing and the materials, excuse me, the method of construction and the materials used to establish the trails, period, close quote. I, section 10, in table 2, resource buffer activities by zone, amend number 17 regarding walking trails so that it now states, quote, walking trails where any impervious area runoff is managed under a Sussex Conservation District permit, close quote. J, section 10, line 702, replace the word, quote, native, close quote, with, quote, natural, close quote, in the reference to forests. K, section 10, line 707, delete the sentence, quote, selective cutting, then in parentheses, subsection E, close parentheses, activities may be implemented. L, section 10, line 725, replace, quote, selective cutting, close quote, with, quote, removal of invasive species, quote, as the heading for subsection E, and delete lines 727 through 733 regarding selective cutting. At line 735, renumber subsection 2 as subsection 1 and replace lines 735 through 737 as follows to permit the removal of invasive species. Quote, invasive species control shall be completed under the guidance and approval of a licensed forester, ISA certified arborist, registered landscape architect, or qualified resource buffer professional, close quote. M, in section 10, line 797, regarding incentives, insert the word, quote, natural, close quote, before the word, quote, forest, close quote, and then at line 799, after the word, quote, achieved, close quote, insert the words, quote, by adding the area to zone B, close quote. N, section 10, line 804, regarding incentives, replace the word width with the word area. And then in O, section 10, line 813 through 819, regarding incentives, replace the current language so that it is now clarified and restated as follows, and this is all in quotes, subsection A, little I, when the creation of an off-site resource buffer is protected under a perpetual conservation easement, then a 75% corresponding area reduction of the resource buffer zones A and or B on the same resource within the development is permitted. The upland line of that new off-site resource buffer and perpetual conservation easement shall be considered the edge of the resource for locating a resource buffer in the event that the off-site land is developed in the future. The perpetual conservation easement shall be for the benefit of a conservation organization approved by Sussex County, and it must be located within the same 12-digit hydrologic unit code as defined by the United States Geological Survey as the proposed development. Then P is section 10, line 821 through 827 regarding incentives. Replace the current language so that it is clarified and restated as follows. And then again, this is all in quotes. Subsection A, little 2. When the creation of an off-site resource buffer for forest preservation is protected under a perpetual conservation easement, then 125% corresponding area reduction of the resource buffer zones A and or B on the same resource within the development is permitted. The upland line of that new off-site resource buffer and perpetual conservation easement shall be considered the edge of the resource for locating a resource buffer in the event that the off-site land is developed in the future. The perpetual conservation easement shall be for the benefit of a conservation organization approved by Sussex County, and it must be located within the same 12-digit hydrologic unit code as defined by the United States Geological Survey as the proposed development. Q, section 10, line 832, regarding incentives. After Sussex County, insert, quote, prior to final acceptance of the first phase of the proposed development by the Sussex County Engineering Department, close quote. At line 835, after, quote, resource buffer area, close quote, insert, quote, on that same resource, close quote, period. R, section 10, line 838 through 844, regarding incentives, replace the current language so that it is clarified and restated as follows. And this is all in quotes again. Subsection C, little I, when a proposed development has a pre-existing property boundary that is located in the center of an intermittent or perennial stream and the entire resource, including the off-site portion of it, including an off-site resource buffer zone A, is protected under a perpetual conservation easement, then a corresponding area reduction of the resource buffer zones B on the same resource within the development is permitted. The upland line of that new off-site resource buffer zone A and perpetual conservation easement shall be considered the edge of the resource for locating a resource buffer in the event that the off-site land is developed in the future. The perpetual conservation easement shall be for the benefit of a conservation organization approved by Sussex County. Yes, Section 10, line 846 through 852 regarding incentives replace the current language so that it is clarified and restated as follows. And this is a little number two. When a proposed development has a pre-existing property boundary that is located in the center of an intermittent or perennial stream and the entire resource, including the off-site portion of it, including an off-site resource buffer zone A in the form of a natural forest, is protected under a perpetual conservation easement, then a corresponding 125% area reduction of the resource buffer zones B on the same resource within the development is permitted. The upland line of that new off-site resource buffer zone A and perpetual conservation easement shall be considered the edge of the resource for locating a resource buffer in the event that the off-site land is developed in the future. The perpetual conservation easement shall be for the benefit of a conservation organization approved by Sussex County. T, section 11, line 946 revises this line so that it now states, quote, B, all existing, parentheses, i.e. the time of application, close parentheses, natural forest, comma, managed forest, and non-forest meadow within the future resource buffer shall be identified, period, close quote. U, section 11, after section 115-220B17G, after line 959, add a new subsection H as follows, quote, H, any walking trails, comma, including the method of construction, and the materials used to establish the trails, period, close quote. V, section 12, line 974, revise this line so that it now states, quote, B in parentheses, all existing, i.e. the time of application, natural forest, again, natural forest, comma, managed forest, and non-forest meadow within the future resource buffer shall be identified, period, close quote. And last but not least, W, section 12, after section 115-221B19H, after line 989, add a new subsection G as follows, G, any walking trails, including the method of construction and the material used to establish the trails, period, close quote. And that's the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the ordinance to amend Chapter 99 and Chapter 115 with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just before we go on, too, I thank you for your patience and let me read all that. It just occurs to me, because it's certainly a mouthful, it might be helpful, since the minutes are not going to come out for a while, if I get the motion to staff, and there's probably someplace on the website you can add it. That way the public will be able to see it. And then also compare the line numbers in the motion with the line numbers on the ordinance that's introduced, which is already on the website.
Good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.